This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview some of the thoughts about further health care reform as lawmakers prepare to return to Jefferson City for the next legislative session.
Medicaid expansion, if we could block grant something and spend that money to fund a health care program, we could spend those Medicaid dollars on places we thought would be appropriate.
There will be several new faces in 2017, including a new president, new governor, and 5 new Missouri senators. But a lot of the issues will be the same. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says if the federal health insurance law is rewritten, it would need state input.
We think there is a health care issue in providing people with health care, but we would like to design one ourselves. If there is dollars and if there is an opportunity with the insurance industry, if there's going to be one from the president and from the Congress, we'd like to design our own.
He adds expanding Medicaid eligibility remains a non-starter for 2017.
I'm talking about providing health care to those that don't have it. The ones on Medicare or Medicaid have it now. But there is a gap of working people that are not on Medicaid, that don't have the tax credits. There's a gap there. I'd like to be able to help those people.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur points out it is not unusual to see legislation introduced for years at a time until or unless it either moves to the governor or sponsors stop pressing the item. She uses Senate Bill 802 as an example, which was debated this year. The measure would have prohibited abortions performed solely because of a prenatal diagnosis, test, or screening indicating Down syndrome or the potential of Down syndrome in an unborn child.
I believe this is not the government's decision to make for the woman and her family who has received this early diagnosis. And I also have to wonder why Down syndrome, why not other kinds of illnesses or diseases.
Senator Shoup also says she's still worried Planned Parenthood would be made to suffer further after the Missouri General Assembly pulled state funding from the group in this year's budget.
Misleading videos that have actually turned people in this nation upside down searching for what has Planned Parenthood done wrong when these videos were falsifying information. Planned Parenthood has been vindicated, exonerated. They have done nothing wrong.
Only a few days remain until the start of the next legislative session. The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will officially begin at noon on Wednesday, January 4th. The number of measures pre-filed for the upcoming session continues to grow, with more than 210 already set for potential debate next year and another dozen joint resolutions that could be in play in 2017. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.